I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The people of Nepal went to the polls in huge numbers yesterday to vote in the first election in 9 years there. The vote could abolish the world's last Hindu monarchy. Many want a new Nepal, but nobody knows if this new Nepal will have a place for evangelical Christians. Bible Pathways' Karen Hawkins says her ministry works with a Nepali believer.
There's a great deal of concern. He was asking us to pray that there not be any riots, that there not be any bombings or violence, and that they be able to have a voice.
Uncertainty isn't stopping their worker as many are turning to Christ. Next, four members of a Gospel for Asia film team have been released from jail. They were falsely charged with forcing people to convert to Christianity March 28th in Madhya Pradesh, India. The men were showing a film about Christ when they were arrested. However, police requested to watch it. Missionaries showed the film and presented the gospel. As a result, attitudes toward the missionaries changed. They were granted bail and the court agreed to give back their equipment. And a ministry in the United States is staying home to reach an unreached people group. According to Shepherd's Ministries, the developmentally disabled are unreached peoples. Shepherd's president Bill Amstutz tells us why.
2 to 3% of the world's population is in this classification of developmental disability, but that is a huge unreached people group, and they're left out of our churches, many times left out of society, and they really do have the ability to trust Christ.
Started 50 years ago as a disabled boarding school, they now provide vocational and spiritual training while being an advocate for the disabled to the local church. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan, praises the ultimate form of worship. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the CD Passionate Praise 2 from Discovery House Music. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.